revolutionary financier on this moment of Indiana history. A statue on Vincennes Wabash Riverfront provides a clue about the source of a prominent place name in western Indiana. The figure represented, however, emerges riddled with contradictions. Integral to the American cause, Francis Vigo was European-born. A trustee of Vincennes University at its founding in 1806, Vigo never learned to read or write. A wealthy fur trader who bankrolled the American Revolution, Vigo died indigent. A native of Mondovi, Italy, Vigo enlisted in the Spanish army and traveled to Cuba and then to New Orleans. Upon discharge, Vigo became involved in the lucrative fur trading business along the Mississippi, settling eventually in St. Louis. Vigo befriended revolutionary George Rogers Clark, supporting his militia with supplies and backing Clark's worthless bills with his own hard currency. Vigo's key moment in history came quite by accident. While traveling to Vincennes to furnish the Americans there with provisions, Vigo was taken captive by Indians, acting under orders of the British, who just recaptured the pivotal post. Vigo was released days later under the stipulation that he not undermine the British cause en route to St. Louis. Honoring that request, Vigo then journeyed 50 miles further south to Kaskaskia, where he briefed Clark on the British occupation. Clark's cue to stage the surprise attack in February 1779 that recaptured Vincennes and ultimately opened up the entire Northwest Territory. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.